All right, I'm here this morning for three reasons. Early this morning, I was awakened at about 6:20 a.m., and the Lord reminded me about his business. Jesus, at the age of 12, sat among doctors, and they were astonished at his understanding and revelation. So it seemed that this morning the Father wanted to get something over to me. I didn't know really what it was, but it was for me to address the nation on this health crisis that we're going through. Some years ago, I talked extensively on healing health and long life. And I talked about the immune system. I talked about eating properly. I talked about how God give us a body that can fight sickness and disease, and what we're dealing with now is having a strong immune system. Also, early this morning, I was called by a politician who asked me to put some of my material online to deal with health, that it can help the world, help the nation, help the body of Christ, but help everybody. And then a medical doctor informed me on the crisis, almost step by step, the effect that it's having on people's lives and why it's going on. And so I'm here to address the nation about some things. I believe that the body of Christ need to lead the way spiritually, politically, and medically. I believe that the body of Christ, the spirit world, I think that God is the solvent person here. And as his representative, I'll begin to share some things with you. One of the first things I want to say to you is stop abusing your immune system. Stop abusing your immune system. Now, what that mean? By properly eating the proper things. I'll talk about that in a little while. Secondly, your body was designed by God to live in health. I'll show you that in a few moments. Thirdly, you must eat properly. Even now, you can make changes that your living cells can come to your rescue and protection. Now, those three statements, I wrote them down a few minutes ago. Those three statements are very important in what I need to minister to you around the world today. I know there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of running. It's affecting the health and the economy. But we can bring them both back if you just listen. I think the political arena doing a great job. I think the medical world doing a great job. And as a minister of the gospel, as an apostle of Jesus Christ, I want to bring a spiritual hedge over this whole situation. Write these words down. Healing, health, and a long life. Healing, health. Now, the revelation that I came to about being in good health, not just living long, but living strong. Now, I got some questions I had to propose before you. I'll touch some scriptures in a few moments. Where is my health? Some people may ask that question. We've had a health crisis for so many years in the church as well as in the world. What is the problem? Why is there so much sickness, watch this, in the body of Christ and premature death in the body of Christ, in God's children? So the health crisis is not just spiritual, but it's about nutrition. Not just spiritual, but it's about nutrition. It's about what you're putting in your body physically. We'll get to that. What is the problem? Why is there so much sickness in the body of Christ and premature death? How can we stop the enemy from stealing, killing, and destroying our abundant life right in our faith? That's John 10:10. I'm come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. So it's not only a spiritual side, and yet God sent his word to heal us, yet God said he wants us to have a long life and live in health. But we have a part to play. And as I talk to the nation, talk to the world, everybody can get in on this, whether you're saved or not. You can get in because you can start eating properly and put the right nutrient in your body and leave that sugar and the fast food and all that stuff alone. And if your body is really giving you a problem, learn how to eat raw vegetables and fruit, and it'll bring strength and health to your cell, and that your immune system can fight off any type of virus, any type of disease. Medical doctors have said this whole deal is about the immune system. And so we're going to try to help you build it. What are we missing? I'm going over some things that I've taught. Where are we in partnership with the enemy where he have gotten advantage over us in this area? What is the enemy using against us? We need to expose these answers. Here's a scripture that many years ago God revealed to me about finances, but now he has given me that same scripture to reveal health and a long life. And along while I'm talking about it, I taught on finances, wealth, and health, and both are in jeopardy right now. The revelation that I taught over the years about health and about wealth, both come together that you can walk in both, and I'm going to try to share some of those truths with you in this crisis. Here's a thought. First, nutrition versus spiritual. Nutrition versus spiritual. My wife and I have watched many in my scientific studies, along with my spiritual studies. One man lived to be 114 years old. Now listen very carefully. All of his faculty working properly, he only mentioned a little, if any, about God. But nutritionally, he was eating a certain way. Did you hear that? You see, what you eat determines how you come out. Now, to a large degree, the church didn't want to hear this. I got some ears now, though. They're listening. Because the Lord was prophetically, apostolically preparing us for this time. The whole world needs to listen to this. It's what's going in your mouth and what's coming out of your mouth. The Lord talked about the unjust steward because he had done wisely for the children of this world in their generation, Luke 16:8. Look at this. Look, it's almost an indictment. And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely for the children of this world or in their generation, wiser than the children of light. The children of light is those of us who are Christian. The children of the world are those who are not Christian. But a lot of people who are not Christian are eating right, but the church just think they can pray through everything. No, you got to follow the nutritional guideline that the Lord said in the book of Genesis. There are a lot of nutritional schools and people who are eating properly who are healthier than we who have the word on the inside of us. So, you know, first I'm addressing the Christian world, and I wish that all men who listen to me be saved and come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. But I have to address the church also, for the church is just as sick as the world, and they're just as worried and fearful as the world to some degree. But we who have the word of God on the inside of us are not paying attention to our soulish man. Here's a statement. Walking in the Trinity of healing, health, and long life is a gift from God. This is a powerful scripture we're about to read in Psalm 139. I want you to get this scripture. Everybody needs to see this scripture. It's so powerful. Psalm 139, verse 14. Now, I'm not trying to win no beauty pageant here, and I'm not trying to be such an eloquent speaker. I'm just trying to bring you places I know after being here for seven decades and over, And I know what nutrition can do for you. And so I'm trying to share with you now, as we deal with this so-called monster, or invisible enemy, as the president called it, we have to deal with it properly. And I want to give you information to deal with it. In Psalm 139, verse 14, it says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy work, and that my soul knows right well. Notice that we are fearful and wonderfully made. It is hot in here. Turn some air on. Fearfully and wonderfully made. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. So God made us reverently. God made us fearfully. God made us wonderfully. He took his time with our spirit, soul, and body, would be in connection with him and be able to live from his property. He made our bodies with living cells, that if they are fed the right thing, listen, he made our bodies with living cells, that if they are fed the right thing, drinking the right thing, those cells would be constantly renewed. So now we talk about the immune system. We're talking about a body God made. We're talking about cells that need to have the right nutrition, that when something attacks our body, our immune system will be strong enough to answer the door. That's all I'm telling you. It's very simple. You can make very simple changes now. It will build your confidence. It will build your strength. It will build your faith. It will build your health. Just leave that fast food alone. White flour, sugar, even dairy product to a large extent, cheese and all these things. We eat grease on top of grease. We cannot do that. We cannot do it. So you say, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to pray about it. No, you can't pray about it. You got to do both of them. And so those of you who are fearful, I know that talks about elder age and said that because of a certain age, your immune system got to be down. That's not so. That's not so. Your body is made to take you the whole journey, no matter what try to attack your body. If you eat properly, your body is designed by God to fight. The man was 114 years old, still dancing with his grandchildren. So listen, is what we're dealing with here is a nutritional package. We're dealing with cells. We're dealing with a body that is capable of stopping all viruses. And so along with the political work that our president, vice president is trying to do, along with all the medical work that the doctors and hospitals and nurses are endangering their own lives to try to help us. But we need to help ourselves, and we need to watch what we're putting in our mouth. So through my scientific study and spiritual study, I found out that the problem is either one or two: sin or not properly putting in the right nutrition in our body. Not properly putting the right nutrition in our bodies. I'm talking to saints and sinners. I could help Christians. I could help sinners. If you don't even believe in God, you still can be helped, because God loved you. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God loved Christian as well as he loved sinners. And he gave sinners a body that he gave Christian. If you eat properly, you can protect yourself from any virus or any disease. And don't be afraid of death. You're not going to die now if you take a hold of what God is saying. So these two things are staring in our face, but I believe it's more than sin, because sin has no dominion over us and we know how to get forgiven. But nutritionally, here's the biggie. I'm about to say a biggie. Hold your cup. If you're with your family, whoever it is, I don't care who you are, what race you are, what religion you are, what country you're in, but nutritionally, we have been trained wrong. how to eat. That's the bigot. That's the panic. That's the panic. No, it's not. It's not the political problem. It's not the disease so much. It's not the medical field trying to find a vaccination or something to help you. You can help yourself if you would take heed to what the Lord is saying today, and what is being said naturally. Also, you just got to eat right. You know, as a boy, they told us about soul food. Soul food is slave food, grease for taste and with no nutrition. I'm not going for that. I'm not going for this food. You're talking about how good it tastes. What is it doing when I put it in my body? So this whole epidemic can be turned around just by taking one thing I'm saying. I mean, I'm saying it plain. I'm not all eloquent. I'm just saying it. But I believe that the Holy Spirit breathing on it, and he wanted me to be out here to talk, to settle down this fear and how many people are going to die and all of that. Everybody just start eating right. Start eating right. Start drinking right. Drink a lot of water and settle yourself down and stop worrying and fearing and fretting and running and do the right thing. Some of you are taking 3 and 4 medicine, and many of you believe you will be hooked on these medicines the rest of your life. Change your diet. Some have been taught that you will have these diseases because it is generational. But I'm saying to you, it is spiritual and nutrition. Spiritual and nutrition. If you make those changes. And the nutrition had to be brought in order that the spirit can do its job. And the nutrition has to be brought in order that the spirit can do this job. Now, you know, we said, they're calling for prayers for the nation. Sure, we can pray. Sure, I believe in the power of prayer. I've seen it for over 40-something years, over 4 decades, the power of God. I've seen miracles. I've seen those signs. I've seen the dead. People raised from the dead supernaturally. I've seen it in my own ministry. I've seen all kind of healing, all kind of miracles, all kind of signs, all kind of wonder. But then the Lord taught me. He said, now I want you to train my people how to eat right. That's why they're fighting. That's why they're always at the altar. That's why they're always praying. So here it is, America. Here it is around the world. Is we are dealing with an eating crisis. We are dealing with eating everything anytime we want it, anytime of night, all we want. And we're going to have to stop that, pray about it, and get direction from God how to eat properly. And then your body will go to fighting for you. So don't let age, 60, 70, 80, don't let that throw you. Don't get that consciousness in your mind. You're still alive. Your body still can put up a good fight if you give it something to fight with. In other words, you can be alive in your spirit and dead in your soul. And then you will be dead in your body. In other words, by not having the proper instruction. So here, I want to give to you and you receive information, instructions, revelation, inspiration, application, manifestation, and demonstration. I've been inspired by God to deliver a series of messages on this issue, and if you will follow instruction and impartation in a matter of months, you will be walking in health. In a matter of months. It doesn't matter how long you've been sick. Listen to me. It doesn't matter how bad it is. Just listen and follow instruction. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, he said, his days shall be 120 years. You want to throw that out the window, you know? Throw that out the window with statistic and different things. Oh, no, that's what the book said. In Psalm 90:10, it says, the days of our years are 70 years and 10 by reason of strength. All of these are scriptures. Psalm 91:16, and I love this one. And I tell you what, I'm going to put this out on you by the grace of God. I want everybody to grab a pen now because I'm about to give you something. Prophetically and apostolically, God gave me as soon as this virus broke out, he gave this to me to cover my church, cover my partners all over the world, I got 85 churches under me to cover them. School and ministry got almost 200 students, cover them, cover this community. Psalm 91. You read Psalm 91 every day. Take your time, read it. It's going to give you courage for you and your family. Read it to you and your family. But there's a verse in Psalm 91, verse 16 says, God said, I will satisfy you with a long life. And then I asked the question, what of these do you want? I recognize that all of us want a long life, but just having a long life is not the answer. What about a long and satisfied life? Live long and healthy. There's no such thing as an incurable disease. Yes, I said it. Yes, I said it. There's no such thing as an incurable disease. If you get right with God, get right with your diet, your body is designed by God to bring total health to you all the days of your life. So there's no such thing. All disease can be reversed by walking with God, connecting your spirit, soul, and body properly. If your soul get the wrong information, it will feed it to the body, and your body will make some wrong act, leading to sickness and disease. Stay with me. I'm just going to read this information off to you, because this crisis is, like I said, a politician called me early this morning. He said, man, they need to hear your message. And then the doctor informed me on the many things that's going on, and I want to help. I want to be a blessing. You go back to Psalm 139, verse 14, and I want you to notice the statement there saying, my soul knows right well. Now, your soul dealing with your mind, your emotion, your imagination, your reasoning. That my soul, my mind, my imagination, my conscience knows right well that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, all right? And I'm supposed to live all my life in health and a satisfied life. Ooh, my goodness. Apostle, how can you say that with all the sick people got? I'm saying it because I'm telling them how not to be sick. Your soul has not been properly trained to tell the body what to do. Now, here's another beautiful passage of scripture. And I want anybody who got a Bible to get that Bible out. Turn to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. I remember great emphasis by the Holy Spirit was given to me. I know y'all don't want no poem. And you don't need no poem now. All this fear we got going on now and the people dying. No, y'all need to hear it word for word. Don't care how much I fumble around. I know what I'm talking about. And I want you to catch a hold of this. I don't want that fear to be in your heart, that fear to be on your mind, that fear to be in your home. I want to speak to people who are in hospital beds right now. If you've got a chance to listen to me, it is well. You're going to be fine. Just watch what you put in your mouth. Begin to eat right. Begin to think right. And I'm telling you, there's a turnaround coming in the nation. We're coming out of this thing by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the name of Jesus, by the power of the cross, by the power of the blood, by the power of his word, by the power of the anointing. There's a throne called the throne of mercy and grace. We're at that throne for the world now, that God will show us what to do, give us the wisdom and the knowledge, and he's showing us right now. In Psalm 103, very powerful, I want to read a few verses there to show you something. Verse 1 said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Verse 2 said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. And one of them, you're going to see some of his benefits are, who forgiveth all thine iniquity, number one. Now notice in verse 3, the second part, who healeth all thy diseases. How do God heal all our diseases? God built in our body a healing system to fight all virus and bacteria and disease. If that system is treated right, or fed right, that system will fight for you naturally. Naturally. So that's why I can speak to the nation. I'm not just only speaking to Christian. I'm speaking to anybody who got a body. If you just start eating right, it will start fighting for you. All right? It says, who, verse 3 says, who forgiveth all thy iniquity and healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Notice verse 5. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. When I read that verse, satisfy your mouth, the things that God have made for us to eat properly, green, beans, fruit, those things go in and give our body the nutrient and the ingredient they need, that body that God have so fearfully and wonderfully made can fight for health and long life. So read that Psalm 103, 1 through 5, and it says, and renew our youth like the eagle. In other words, when that body is fed right, it gets younger and younger every day. Younger and younger every day. Why are so many in the body of Christ sick? They're going for this procedure and that procedure. It is time to know the truth. I believe God's word is true. Verse 4 says, redeeming thy life from destruction. It is destructive to be sick and weak all of your life. In Galatians 3:13-14, you have been redeemed. It is the blessing in the finished work of Christ. What good is prosperity without living long and prosperous in your body? Why did this 114-year-old man live longer than his 80-year-old son who died? Revelation about nutrition. You have to be a fool to hear this type of information and still live in sickness and disease for feeling and for a taste. Plant food, eating, and toxin. Plant food eating. Its purpose to give your cell the right nutrition to bring them back alive without eating a whole lot of meat. I got on you without eating meat. But after a while, you can eat some organic if you get it properly done. Here's what I found out. Even though my argument was what God told Peter in Acts 10:13, slay and eat and call nothing common or unclean, and in 1 Timothy 4:4, pray over it, sanctify it, that it would be okay. But I told a man, get you some poison and pray over it. In other words, what I'm saying is, if you got a problem, you need to back up and see what that problem is. And that plant-based diet, eating raw, 80-85%, until your body turn around, and then you and the Lord find out what your balance is. But you need to feed that body, keep that toxin out of your body. Toxin have been put in animal because it's about the money issue. Dying early and being sick is a money issue. What have been happening? Multiplying the cow, multiplying the chicken, and multiplying the fish. That there are so much toxicity have settled in them, multiply, that when we eat them, we're actually eating poison. What about organic? What about it? What some call organic is only wearing the label. So you got to have your money. You got to know what you're doing. I told an incident. I saw a woman 90 years old taking so much insulin that when she got on this plant-based eating, within 2 weeks, diabetes was cleared up. You know, you just got to eat right. Another woman taking 23 medicine was cleared in this documentary. What the help found on Netflix, YouTube. Everybody who's listening to me, watch it. What the help is on Netflix, and don't waste any time and pay attention to it. If you may have had a loved one who died early just because they had it, don't mean you have to have it. They may not have known the change and the connection and the correction. Here it is, nation. They may not have known the change, got to make a change, and the connection, got to make a connection, and correction. This is what the Lord got me here for, that you must make a change, you must make the right connection, and you must make the right correction. The man who lived to be 114 was taught by his father at an early age about nutrition, about eating right. Actually, we've been going about a half hour. Direction, correction, and protection. Satisfy my mouth with good things. What is going in your mouth? What's going out of your mouth? We can have a lot of decrees, confession coming out of our mouth, but what's going in your mouth? You see, you have to have control of what is going in and what is coming out. You have to guard your mouth like you have to guard your ear gates. He continued in verse 5, the psalmist said, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Getting old and dragging around with a stick, talking about how old you are, is not biblical. That's not in the Bible. It was created by man, this old age syndrome. In other words, in other part of the country, men are living to be over 100, and the man we now know lived to be 114. And yet we are the carriers and instrument of the things of God and die at 70, 75, 80, and then die suffering. Those days are up, if you're listening, very simple. In 14 days, no matter what condition you're in, you will see great improvement if you eat right. Very simple. Now, I'm not telling you something that I'm not doing. See? In 3 John 2, say, beloved, I worship over all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. John said, be in health as thy soul prosper. Here we see, again, the soul having an influence. Three times about the soul. Psalm 139, 14, soul knows right well. Psalm 103, verse 2, O my soul, forget all of his benefit. 3 John 2, that thou mayest prosper and be in health as thy soul prosper. The problem is our thinking about nutrition. Eating has been perverted by the enemy in a slick way to mock God, and his word is not true. That God can't provide a long, satisfied life free of sickness and disease, but that is not true. And it took me many years to come to this. Because his word is true. But there's a reason why men can't catch a hold of nutrition along with revelation. Nutrition is a physical revelation that will bring your body back to health. In studying Daniel chapter 1, you may want to read it. Daniel said, only give me vegetable and water. And after 10 days, I will look stronger and healthier than the other guys. What about moderation? But moderation won't work here. Once you eat a piece of chicken, instantly the pus and the toxin and the poison hit your system in a matter of seconds and mess up what you just tried to do. So you had to be able to stick to your guns and go all the way. I see many of you all healthy. I see you healed. I see your life extension coming forth in the spirit world. If you follow instruction must have a student that is going to fight. I'm going to pray in a few moments. I just want to keep reading some things to you. Let's talk about persecution. In Psalm 143, these scriptures emphasize the persecution of the soul. In meditating and having a conversation with God, God said the reason we don't have a prosperous soul because we have a persecuted soul. So therefore, it eliminate or eradicate the prosperous soul. For instance, you go to a funeral and at the repast, there's fried chicken, sweet potato pie, and dairy product. So more than one person being buried at that funeral. Remember, many of the cows are infected, so the milk is infected, therefore the cheese is infected, all that toxicity in it, and you then ask, what are we going to eat? Just like you find anything else, find out what you can eat and different dishes you can make to bring deliverance to your body. You see, don't be making them excuses. What are we going to eat? We can't eat nothing. So here, I want to share with you, I don't have nothing to sell. I have books of other authors that helped me immensely. God Way of Ultimate Health by George Malmos is a powerful book, a common sense guide, for eliminating sickness through nutrition. I've read this book 2 or 3 times. It is real powerful, and it gives you the right information you need. 10 simple steps to healthy cells. Eat food just as close to the way they grow as possible. Make at least 75 to 85% of your food intake raw. Take at least 3 teaspoons of Barley Max daily. I'll put a hit in for Barley Max. Drink only pure distilled water, and never drink with a meal. I've been all my life to drink it with the meal and washing. Eliminate all meat and dairy product. Eliminate all product containing white sugar. Eliminate all white flour and table salt. I see some of y'all done got up. That's why you're sick. Set yourself back down. As if I don't know what I'm talking about. That's why you're scared. Set yourself back down. The Lord sent me for a reason. And then you need to do some type of exercise. Then he has a book on why Christians get sick. Christians dying just like everybody else. It's because they haven't followed God's plan that he gave in the book of Genesis. God told us how to eat. A plant-based diet will change your health. And then from there, you and the Lord can work it out. So I speak to you. I'll just quit here. I speak to you personally as a man of God, as a man who loves people. I'm only reading my chest that I love people. They're going to put a series of sermon I taught online for you to be able to get them when I finish here. And then actually the nation, you need to sow seed. They're going to show you how to sow seed. I'm a seed man. I'm not on here for finances, but it'd be improper for me to improper teach you along the line you're receiving. And seed has something to do with functioning in spiritual thing. I'll be back to talk with you some other times about this, but nutrition is the main forte here. You can build your immune system by eating properly. Get your hand on these books. Think about what you're putting in your mouth today, what you're eating today. Again, stay away from fast food. I thank the team, the spiritual leaders, the political leaders, and the medical leaders are really working together and working real strong to get you out. Father, I thank you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm fumbling around here this morning trying to talk to the nation about situation that we're dealing with. I know your mercy and your grace is upon our country and upon all countries. I thank you this morning the words, however how feeble they sound, that someone heard the answer they need and they will respond to it. I thank you how you've been protecting us. I thank you how you've been protecting us. I thank you how you've been protecting us. And I thank you, I call this thing over. I curse it at the root. And I thank you that all those, my members, my partners, and people all over the world who's hearing this message will now go back to their table and make proper arrangement, and that their health will begin to flow like rivers of living water. I thank you for every man, every woman who listened to me that if they had not accepted Jesus Christ, they would invite, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sin. I recognize that I'm a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior. Jesus, I invite you to come in my heart as my personal Savior. And he'll receive you right where you are right now. Father, thank you so much. Continue giving us wisdom. Continue giving us insight. Continue giving us direction. And I call this thing to a screeching halt. And the body of Christ will rise and take her place and start living long, healthy life and testify about it spiritually and nutritionally. In Jesus' name, amen.